on Psalm 119, verses 65 through 80. God's kindness entices the psalmist in these verses. And we see the heart of the psalmist and who he is and what his feelings about God are. He wants to follow God. He's teachable. He desires revelation light from God. He believes God's commands. He's humble. He thinks about what God does is beautiful. He thinks everything God does is absolutely beautiful. He's passionate to follow God. His treasure is in God's truth, and he delights in God's truth. He's accepted God's punishment. He loves God's word. He loves God's words more than riches and wealth. He wants to please God. God's word is entwined in his heart. Excellent. That, in those verses from 65 to 80, we find out who the psalmist is and what motivates him. Then he knows that God shows his extravagant kindness to those that follow him. He knows, the psalmist knows in his heart who God is and what God does. He sends us mercy kisses. God loves tenderly. God makes people passionate and wholehearted to fulfill his wishes. If you get close to him, this is the common result. Who will you be? If you get close to him, if you follow him with your heart and let his word entwine in your spirit and let God be everything to you, what happens? We become passionate and we want to follow him. It's just the natural result. King James says, of verse 76 and 77, "Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight." Oh, wow. And then I turn to the message. Listen to this. Oh, love me, and right now, hold me tight. Wow. What a relationship with the Lord the psalmist has to be able to say that to him. And when you take those Hebrew words and you look at them, King James translates it in English that King James understood, but this is really what it means. Oh, love me, and right now, hold me tight, Lord, just the way you promised. Now comfort me so I can live. Really live. Isn't that what we want to do? We want to really live. The only way to really live is to get closer to him every moment, and we will find ourselves we're really alive. Your revelation is the tune I dance to. Don't you love it when he shows you something from the word? On a dance, I get so excited about what he's saying to me. The Passion translates it this way: "Send your kind mercy kiss to comfort me, your servant, just like you promised you would. Love me tenderly so I can go on, for I delight in your life-giving truth." What beautiful words. What beautiful relationship is expressed in this psalm, in these verses. Let's stand it and let's say it from, and I'm going to look up to see what translation, the Message translation. Amen. Oh, love me, and right now, hold me tight just the way you promised. Now comfort me so I can live, really live. Your revelation is the tune that I dance to. Wow, and we're going to open with a song, "Open the Eyes of My Heart." Lord, open the eyes of our hearts that we might understand these words and apply them to our relationship and our living with you. Amen. Amen.